The 3 and verse 3.
我们再看一下约翰福音第三章第三节。
Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
And then one more portion in Romans chapter 8.
然后我们看一下罗马书第八章。
And verse 19.
第十九节。
Romans 8, verse 19. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God.
罗马书第八章第十九节，受造之物期望等候神的众子显出来。
And may we commit the time to the Lord.
让我们把这个时间交给神。
Lord, we want to thank you for this wonderful morning.
主啊，我们要感谢你，我们感谢你就给我们今天的早晨。
Lord, we thank you that we could remember you at your table.
我们能够在你的主的面桌前纪念你。
Lord, once again, we want to thank you for your wonderful work of salvation.
我们要感谢你给我们的救恩。
Lord, we were hopeless and helpless in our sins, but Lord, you came to redeem us.
我们本来是没有盼望，不能自救。但是你来到这里来救拯救我们。
And for that, we're so grateful.
我们这样的感恩。
Lord, we once again come before your word.
我们再一次来到你的话语的面前。
Lord, we pray for the anointing, for the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
求你的恩膏继续临到我们讲的、翻译的。
May you complete the word that you desire to speak to us for this weekend.
愿你继续来跟我们说话。
Lord, we look to you in Jesus' precious name.
我们仰望你，在耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen. So the past few days we have been considering this matter of God's plan.
我们前几天我们讲到神的计划。
And we know that God's plan was somehow that He could involve man in His wonderful plan.
神的计划是要我们的人在他的计划当中。
In Revelation chapter 21, we see the wonderful picture of the end.
在启示录的第二十一章，我们看到那美好的光景。
We see a wonderful picture of the bride made herself ready.
就是新妇装饰整齐，来到等候主的再来。
And there you saw a city made of gold, of precious stones, and of pearls.
看见一个城是有宝石、有珍珠多建成的。
It was a wonderful transparent city.
是一个透明的城。
As if it was like a huge lampstand.
就像一个灯台。
And then in the midst of it, you saw God and His Son are the light.
在这中间，神和他的儿子就是那灯。
So and then you saw that there was such union between God and man.
你就看见有这样的美好的联合，人与神与人的联合。
And you saw how God was among His people.
神是在人的中间。
And we see this wonderful description of heaven.
我们看见这样的美好的描述。
But we already said.
我们已经说了。
You'd be hard to tell whether heaven was in heaven or heaven was on earth.
你很难看见这是是天是在天上呢，还是天在地上？
And we know that this theme crosses the whole Bible.
整个主题都在整个圣经当中。
From the beginning,
从创世，
God chose this little planet Earth.
就神就把这个地球
as a place where He would fulfill His plan.
作为他完成他计划的一个。
That somehow Earth will be a reflection of heaven.
地就会是一个。天的反应。
Somehow, despite what happened to Earth years ago,
不管怎么样发生在地球很久很久以前。
Because of the rebellion of Satan,
因为撒旦的背叛。
Now God was going to do a work of recovery.
现在神要做一个拯救恢复的计划。
God restored the earth so that it could be inhabited.
神能够把地球重新的拯救。
And then the plan was with the cooperation of man.He would be able to defeat the enemy.
让神要人 跟神的合作这样来打败仇敌。
Even though he made him a little lower than the angels.
尽管他把人变比天使更微小一点。
But by man submitting to the will of God.
但是因为是人能顺服神。
Allowing the life of God to permeate him.
让神的生命整个的充满了人。
Then as man became to become fruitful and multiply throughout the earth.
当人生养众多遍满全地的时候
then the glory of God will fill the earth.
整个神的荣耀就会充满全地
then the lost territory could be taken back from the enemy.
失去的领土就能够从仇敌当中再夺回来
that was God's wonderful plan.
这就是神的美好的计划
but we saw how tragic it was the story of man.
我们看到这么样的悲惨这个人的世界是这么样的悲惨
instead of cooperating with God, man chose to become independent of God.
人没有是与神同合作。
After Satan tempted him, he took of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
对，撒旦引诱人，人就是吃了分别善恶树。
And we know the history of mankind from that point on.
我们就看到人的事人的历史了。
And how the Bible says the earth was filled with violence.
整个地都是充满了邪恶。
Full of evil.
充满了邪恶
but we thank God.
但是我们感谢主
He did not give up.
他没有放弃
He started the work of recovery.
他开始拯救的计划
First through Noah and the ark.
首先是从挪亚
And then later,
和他方舟
He called Abraham out of Ur of Chaldea.
后来他把那个亚伯拉罕从乌尔召出来
Even though the whole of mankind united to rebel against God.
尽管是说所有人类都是联合来对抗神。
And they built the Tower of Babel.
他们建造了巴别塔。
Then God confused their language.
神就使他们的言语混乱。
But then God called Abraham.
然后是神把亚伯拉罕召出来。
And called him out of Ur of Chaldea, out of Babylon.
把他从乌尔就是巴比伦招出来
and brought him and the plan was to give him the promised land
就他的计划是要给他应许之地
that's why he was called a Hebrew
他这就是为什么他是叫希伯来
because he crossed the Euphrates River
他越过了幼弗拉底河
so that was God's plan
这是神的计划
a new beginning
是新的开始
and somehowThat in the land of Canaan,
在迦南地
a land flowing with milk and honey,
就是鱼米牛奶鱼米之地
at least on a piece of land on this earth,
至少在这一片地上
there will be a place where God's name would be there,
就是神的名会在那里
through the tabernacle,
从那个会幕
and eventually the temple.
然后是圣殿
Somehow God could place his name there
神能够把他的名在那里
And then there would be a people that would seek him first
神的名就会来寻求神
And then at least the glory of God could fill that land
神的荣耀就会充满了这片地
And thank the Lord that we saw glimpses of that
我感谢主我们看见了一点点的这样的
Through David and Solomon
从大卫和所罗门
At the height or the glorious days of Israel
最荣耀的以色列最荣耀的时候
We said at least in part the plan of God was fulfilled
神的计划一部分是在那实现
But it was very short-lived
但是这很短
And we said because the problem is the tree is bad
原因是因为那棵树是坏的
But thank the Lord
但是感谢主
That in time
在那个时候
Our Lord Jesus was willing to come into this world.
我们的主是愿意来到这个地上
He came as a man.
变成一个人
He was made a little lower than the angels.
他被变成比天使更小了一点
And through his work on the cross,
通过他在十字架的工作
He was able to defeat the enemy.
我们能够来战胜敌人
And we know out of his side came forth water and blood.
在他的肋旁流出了血和水
We thank the Lord for his blood.
我们感谢主
It takes care of our sins.
他的血把我们的罪赦免
That was the problem with man.
这本来是我们的问题
But not only that.
不光是这样
Out of his side came forth water.
在他的肋旁还生出了水
Speaks of his life.
就是表明他的身体。
We said the problem was with
他们的生命。
The problem was with the tree.
这问题是这棵树。
But now the Lord has given us new life.
现在主给我们了新的生命。
So it is no longer we that need to live.
这不是我们要怎么样来生活。
But now Christ can live in us.
而是神能够在我们生命里生活。
So that was what the Samaritan woman discovered.
这就是撒玛利亚妇人所发现的。
She tried to use so many things to fill her heart.
他要用有这样多的东西来填满他的心。
She thought that one or two or three or four or five husbands would satisfy her.
他觉得一个、两个、三个或者四个、五个丈夫能够使他满足。
But if she drank of this water, she would still thirst again.
但是如果他喝这个水，他还继续渴。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢主。
If we partake of the life of our Lord Jesus.
如果我们吃耶稣基督的生命
if his life dwells in us,
如果他的生命在我们的在我们的里面
we will be fully satisfied.
我们就会完全的满足
and of course that's exactly what happened
这就是正是所发生的事情
the Bible says the Samaritan woman just left her water pot and left
这就是圣经说撒玛利亚妇人就这样离开了把那个罐子放在一边
so brothers and sisters now we have hope
弟兄姐妹，我们现在有希望。
We also said that this life is a victorious life that is in us.
这个生命是一个有盼望的生命。
And today there is a man in glory.
今天有一个在荣耀的生命在那里。
Is a man in glory.
是荣耀的人在那里。
And he is seated at the right hand of the Most High.
他坐在最高者的右边。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
And we read earlier in John chapter 3, verse 3.
我们刚才读了约翰福音第三章第三节。
So, our Lord Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus.
我们的耶稣基督跟尼哥底母在说话。
He said, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
除非人重生，他不能再见神。
So, of course, Nicodemus also discovered that he needed the life of the Lord Jesus.
当然是尼哥底母也发现他需要是神
and he must be born again
他需要重生
what does it mean
这表示什么呢
it means that he needs the life of the Lord Jesus to be born in him
他需要主的生命在他里面重生
so that's the truth for all of us
这对我们这是实际上对我们每个人都一样
like the Samaritan woman
但是撒玛利亚妇人
we realize that we need that life in us
我们也知道我们也需要这样的生命
so we need to be born again
我们能够重生
so thank the Lord
感谢主
we those of us who believe in him
我们信靠主的人
we accept him as our savior
我们接受他是救主
he comes and dwells in us
他来到我们住在我们里面
and he will never go
他永远不会再离开
thank the Lord
感谢主
but the thing is this
但是这个是这样一个事情
when the Lord drew thatpicture of being born again.
当主描绘了这个重生这个图画的时候
when that life is born,
当这个生命在重生的时候
that life is a baby.
这个生命是一个婴孩
that life needs to grow up.
这个生命需要长大
now we remember that God has a grand plan.
我们知道神有一个伟大的计划
God's plan is that we may be able to reign with him.
神的计划是让我们与他一同掌权。
Now, if you think about this,
但我们来想一想
，Can a baby reign?
婴孩能不能在掌权
？Of course not.
当然不行。
Now, if you are in the royal household,
如果你是在皇宫里面
，And I guess the one we know the best is the one in England.
我们最著名的就是在英国。
And we have observed how Prince William and Henry they've grown up.
我们看见就是王子威廉王子或者是Harry王子。
Now, in order for them to be equipped to be able to reign one day,
让他们能够来有一天来掌管这个王权的话
，from since they're very young,
在他们很小的时候
，they need to be taught how to be proper.
他们要被教导怎么样是合宜的事情。
I'm sure they are taught not to eat with their mouths open.
他们肯定是被叫，就是他们吃的时候不能把张大嘴来吃。
Not to talk when they're eating.
他们不能在吃的时候来说话。
I'm sure their setting for their dinner is very elaborate.
对，他们的吃的那个饭桌都是非常非常的讲究。
I'm sure there's a differentiation between the salad fork and then the main course fork.
他们一定会有沙拉跟那个主餐是分开的。
So, are you supposed to reach out your hand to shake the queen's hand before she reaches out to you? Probably
是你要先，
not.
是要你先伸手跟皇后来握手呢，还是她先伸手来跟你握手？
So there are many rules.
他们有很多的礼仪。
So they've learned from once they're very young.
他们从小就开始学习。
How to be proper.
怎么样来成为合宜？
And not only that.
不光如此。
They actually had to go to military school.
他们还要到那个军事训练。
They may learn how to fly a fighter jet.
他们还要怎么样学习怎么样来驾驶飞机。
And they accompany their mother to the various philanthropic activities.
他们还要去跟他们的母亲在参加各种各样的活动。
So they were prepared.
他们是被准备好了。
So one day they could reign.
有一天他们能够来掌权。
And another kind of more pertinent example here in the U.S.
跟我们更有关系的，在我们在美国。
You obviously, if you think about Donald Trump.
你想一想Donald Trump.
He ran a successful business.
他有一个很好的公司。
But I don't know if you know, he has a son by the name of Donald Trump Jr.
他有一个儿子叫小 Trump.
Now, he named him Donald Trump Jr. because the hope is that one day his son could be like him.
他把他的名字叫小 Trump, 就是他希望有一天他能够成为 Trump.
So, Donald Trump went to the best business school. He went to Wharton.
Trump 是到最好的商学院学习，在 Wharton.
His son also went to Wharton.
他的儿子也到了那个 Wharton 的商学院。
So as his father had his business dealings,
他的爸爸有很多的生意。
He would bring his son and his daughter with him.
他就会把他的儿子女儿都带在一起。
When he had the show apprentice, he would bring his son and daughter to the show.
他有一个就是有一个特别的那个节目，他也带到他儿子女儿一起去。
One day his son could be like him.
所以有一天能够他的儿子也能够像他一样。
Take over the business.
能够把他的生意做下来。
So that was his plan.
这是他的计划。
So much more so.
更有如此。
Our God has a similar plan.
我们的神有同样的计划。
We know that God's plan was that man would be able to rule this earth.
神的计划是人能够在主宰这个世界。
And one day be able to reign with our Lord.
有一天与我们的神一起来主宰我们的世界。
So that's why we read in Romans chapter 8 verse 19.
所以我们读了就是罗马书第八章第十九节。
For the anxious longing of the creation awaits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God.
受造之物期望等候神的众子显出来。
Now, we who believe in the Lord,
我们相信神的人，
we have been given a right to be called the children of God.
我们是给了一个权利，就是神的儿子的权利。
Thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We are children in his household.
我们是在他家里的种子。
But when the Bible talks about sonship,
当圣经说这个儿子的名分，
it speaks of maturity.
他讲的是成熟。
It speaks about growing up.
讲到怎么成长起来。
And not only that,
不光如此。
It's not just to grow up,
不光是成长。
But what is the practical, like, outworking of growing up?
是实际的上怎么样来成长起来。
Now we know that life of Christ already dwells in us.
我们知道神的生命已经在我们里面住的。
For lack of a better word, there's a certain DNA in that life.
就好像是我们的身体里已经有主耶稣的基因在里面了。
So that life, in its when it grows, it will grow according to the pattern of that life.
我们的生命成长的时候，就会根据这样的基因的图像来成长出来。
So then we know we read Romans 8:28.
所以我们读罗马书八章二十八节。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的，就是预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多种长子中做，许多兄弟中做长子。
And these whom he predestined, he also called; and these whom he called, and these he called, he also justified; and these whom he justified, he also glorified.
预先所预定下的人，又招他们来；所招来的人，又称他们为义；所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
So the ultimate end,
最终的结果
is that we can become like Him.
我们就能够像他。
So when that life grows up,
当我们的生命成长
we will become like Him.
我们就变成更像他。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
that life needs to grow up.
这样的生命需要成长。
Now, in order to grow up,
为了我们能够成长起来
now, very practically,
非常实际的一个。
What does it mean? What do we need to be able to grow up?
我们应该怎么样做才能成长起来呢？
Now, we kind of briefly touch on the fact that our Lord said He is the bread of heaven.
我们以前简单的讲了一下，就是我们的主就是
天上的
粮食。
So if you read John chapter 6.
如果你读约翰福音第六章
if you read the context,
你如果看那个前后文
and it talks about the fact that the people of Israel they ate of the bread from heaven which was manna
以色列人从吃了从天上来的食物就是玛纳
but they died
但是他们死了
but what did the Lord say
但是主是怎么说的
in Matthew 4 verse 4
在马太福音第四章第四节
It said that man shall not live by bread alone but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God
人不能靠食物等一下我
Matthew 4:4
人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一些话
SoMan, we obviously need to live by bread for us to live this physical life.
我们从身体来说，我们需要是食物来。
But so that's so for our physical bodies to grow up.
让我们的身体能够成长。
But how do our spiritual lives grow up?
我们的但是如果我们的灵应该怎么样成长呢？
It's according the man lives by the word, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
我们要靠神口里所出的一些话。
Now that word in the original Greek is rhema.
这个在希腊文里面，它这个话是指 rhema.
Yes. In the New Testament, you will find two words for the word word.
在新约里面有两个不同的话，就是讲就是神的话。
One is logos.
一个是 logos.
One is rhema.
一个是 rhema.
In John chapter 1 and verse 1.
在约翰福音一章一节。
It said, in the beginning was the word.
在起初就是神的道。
And then the word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the word was God.
道就是神。
That word is logos.
这个话就是 logos.
Logos actually refers to the written word of God.
Logos 指的是记下来的神的话语。
From Genesis chapter 1 to Revelation 22.
从创世纪一章一节一直到最后的启示录的二十二章。
Everything that's been recorded.
所有记载的。
The inspired word of God.
神的所写的话。
That is Logos.
这就是Logos.
That word is established forever.
这个话是永远建立在那儿。
It will never change.
从再也不会改变。
But what is rhema?
什么是 rhema 呢
？Rhema is when the Holy Spirit takes that word that's already been written.
Rhema 是指圣灵把已经写下的语话语
uses it to speak to us again.
然后用它来 跟我们说话。
Now it used to be something very objective.
非常的客观的。
But now the Holy Spirit is taking that word and making it very subjective.
圣灵把这个话客观的话就变成非常的主观的跟我们说话。
It becomes our personal word.
变成我们个人的话语。
What do I mean?
我这说表示什么意思呢
？So, tell the story a lot, but there used to be a sister.
以前有一个姐妹。
She was very afraid of the dark.
她非常害怕黑暗。
So, because of this, she always had to sleep with her light on.
她因为这个她所以一直她睡觉的时候一定要打开灯。
Because that's the only way she had peace.
因为这个这样情况她才能会有平安。
But one day she was thinking.
但有一天她说
，I'm a believer.
我是个信主的人。
I should be a little ashamed that I have to sleep with my light on.
我一定是非常的害羞，我的灯一定要开着。
I have the Lord.
我有我的主。
What am I doing?
我现在在干什么
？So you know what she did?
她干怎么做的呢
？She took her Bible.
她把她的圣经
put it under her pillow.
放在枕头底下。
And then she was able to sleep.
她然后才能够睡着。
So she did that for a period of time.
她这样做了一段时间以后。
Until one day.
等到有一天。
She was reading the Bible.
她读了神的话语。
She came upon a phrase.
她看见一段话。
That phrase was "Do not fear."
这段话就是说不要害怕。
She's like, wow.
她说
，What a wonderful phrase.
这是这多么美妙的一句话呢
？And then what she did?
她怎么做的呢
？She said, let me go take a look and see how many times does this phrase "Do not fear" appear in the Bible.
让我看一下这个不要害怕这句话在圣经中出现了多少次。
So she went to her concordance.
她就是看了，就开始数。
Now for you millennials, probably don't know what a concordance is.
在新的
汇编
okay.
So in the olden days,
在过去的时候
when there were no computers,
在没有计算机的时候
some brothers,
有的弟兄
what they did is they went through the whole Bible,
他就是从头到尾看圣经
and they recorded, where each word would appear in the Bible.
然后就是记录下来每一个词圣经中的每一个词出现了多少次。
Nowadays you don't need it. You have your digital Bible.
现在我们不需要这个，我们都有电子的。
But so she went to the concordance.
她就来到串编的地方。
How many times does this phrase appear?
这一句话是有多少次出现了呢
？And she found out that there are 365 "Do not fears" in the Bible.
她也看见365次。
So now she realized that for every day of the year,
她认识到每一天，在一年当中的每一天
，there is a do not fear.
在有一句不要害怕的。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，from that day on,
从那一天开始
，she was able to take that Bible from under her pillow.
她就可以把这个圣经从她的那个枕头底下。
And she was able to sleep with her light off.
就可以睡觉不需要再开灯了。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，the phrase "Do not fear" was written in the Word of God for thousands of years.
不要害怕是一千年以前就写下来了。
But
但是
now this word that was so objective,
这一句话现在是那么样的跟他有联系。
The Holy Spirit spoke to her personally.
圣灵亲自地与她说话
and then it changed her life.
把她的生命都改变
and then her life started to grow up.
她的生命同时在成长
It's the same way, brothers and sisters.
同样的
God
弟兄姐妹们
said, man shall not live by bread alone.
人不应该单靠食物
but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
但是要靠神口里所出的一切话
So how do we know the will of God?
我们怎么知道神的旨意呢
We sometimes hear brothers and sisters say, oh, I heard the Lord speak to me.
有的时候我们说神在跟我说话
But what does it mean?
但是这代表什么呢
The Holy Spirit always speaks through the Word of God
圣灵总是用神的话语跟我们说话
So if you want to know the will of God
你如果要知道神的旨意
What school should you go to?
你的哪一个学校你要去
Whom you should marry
你应该跟谁结婚
Now that's very important
这是非常重要
Make a right choice
要选择对了
But for anything
任何的事情
we have to seek the Lord's will,
我们都要寻求神的旨意
and he will speak to us. I don't have time to go into details.
我没有时间,
but as I was seeking the Lord, as to whether at the time I met my wife, whether she was the right one for me.
当我寻求神的旨意，就是说我跟我的太太相见的时候， 是不是她是最适合我， 或者我最适合她。
I was having morning devotion.
我在早晨有一个晨更。
And I read in Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21.
我读了以赛亚第三十章二十一节。
It says, you will hear the voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
你会听见
背后的声音跟你说要行在其中。 Interesting enough,
很有趣的是,
I was so excited.
我非常的兴奋。
I called my wife, who was not my wife at the time, but I called her, I said, the Lord gave me a word.
我跟她打电话说, 神给我了一句话。
She said, well, that's very interesting.
这是非常有趣, 她说,
because Lance Lambert is speaking in our midst.
Lance Lamb 正好跟我们在说这句话。
And this weekend, the theme verse is Isaiah 30:21.
这个主题就是以赛亚三十章二十一节。
This is the way, walk in it.
这就是我们与 怎么样来行走。
So the Lord confirmed for her and I that this is the way that we ought to walk in it.
神就是 认定我和他是最合适。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
every day,
每一天,
the people of Israel, they collected the manna.
以色列人都收集玛纳。
And then the Lord says,
神说,
man shall not live by bread alone,
人不应该单靠食物,
but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
都是要靠神口里所出的一句话。
So brothers and sisters, every morning,
弟兄姐妹, 每一天早晨,
the Lord has a manna prepared for us.
神有玛纳给我们,
he has a rhema prepared for us.
他有rhema这样话语给我们,
so we have to go collect it.
我们要这样来收集它,
that's how we grow up.
这样我们才要怎么样来成长。
So very practically,
非常, 实际的来,
so we have to live by that rhema.
我们一定要, 根据他的话语来生,
I'll just give you one more example.
我给你另外一个例子,
in John chapter 15,
在约翰福音十五章,
and verse 8,
第八节,
so let's go there. Verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
I used to think, wow, what a wonderful promise.
我以前想，这是多么美妙的应许。
So ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you.
你只要求他什么事都会给你。
So I could ask for the moon.
所以我可以要求月亮。
But that's not the case.
但是这不是所发生的事情。
If we abide in him,
如果我们藏在他里面,
and it says my words abide in you,
是我的话语就在藏在你里面。
This word in the Greek is rhema.
这个话语在 希腊文是 rhema.
My rhema abides in you.
我的 rhema是在住在里面。
If you ask according to that word,
如果你这样来寻求着他的话语的话,
it will be done for you.
这你的 所有的祈求都给你们祈求。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
we have to have his word.
我们一定要有他的话语。
Then according to his word, the Lord will do it.
根据他的话语, 神才会做。
Now, our sister quoted Joshua chapter 1 this morning.
我们的姐妹说了 耶稣雅, 第一章,
now, they were to go in and possess the land.
他们要进入, 然后要把这个地收, 收复回来。
Now, there was another man, his name was Caleb.
另外一个人叫, 加勒,
he was 85 years old.
他是85岁了。
And the Bible says he went up and took Hebron.
他就去把这个希伯伦,
and then there were giants there.
有巨人在那里,
an old 85-year-old.
一个,
but why was he able to do that?
他为什么能够把这个拿下来呢?
Because God said it.
因为神这样说的。
And their faith was in the word that God spoke to them.
他们的信心就在神的话语当中。
Brothers and sisters, that's faith.
这就是我们的信心。
Faith is not hope.
信心不是你的期望。
Faith is when God speaks it, I believe in it, and I take hold of it.
信心是指神说了，我相信。 然后是我永恒持守。
The Bible says faith comes by hearing the word of God.
信心是从听到神的话语开始。
And that word is rhema.
这个话语就是rhema。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
that's why Joshua was able to go in and possess the land.
这是为什么耶稣亚能够去把这个地拿下来, 因为,
because God spoke it.
因为神说了的话,
he trusted in God's word.
他相信神的话,
and he took it by faith.
他通过信心来把这个地方拿下来。
So that is the word.
这就是神的话语。
That is the bread.
这就是食物，就是我们的面包。
But then, on the other hand, the Bible also talks about water.
另一方面，圣经还说了水。
So the question was, we said, well, if we drink of this water, we will thirst again. But if we drink the water that the Lord gives us, we will not thirst anymore.
如果我们吃了地上的水，我们还会再渴，但是我们吃了主的水，永远不渴。
But what is that water?
这个水指的是什么?
Practically speaking,
很实际的来说,
in 1 Corinthians 12:13,
哥林多书第12章第13节,
yeah, for by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one spirit.
By, 我们不既是犹太人，或者是希腊人，或回奴的，为自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，因一位圣灵。Yes,
so we drink of one spirit.
所以我们是第一个圣灵。And
then the other verse is Ephesians 5:18.
另外一经文是以弗所书第5章18节。
And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
So very practically speaking,
非常实际的来说,
when we accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior,
当我们接受耶稣基督作为我们的救主,
the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us.
圣灵就住在我们里面。
And John calls it the anointing inside.
约翰讲的这就是恩膏。
So it simply means the life of Christ dwelling in us.
这简单的来说就是我们的主的生命在我们住在我们里面。
When we drink of that water,
当我们饮用这个水的时候,
it simply means we go inside.
简单的来说就是我们要走到我面的里面。
We draw out from that life.
从里面把这个这样的生命拿出来。
That's already there.
因为这个生命已经在我们的里面。
So that well is already there.
这样的井已经在我们的生命里面。
The water is already there.
水已经在我们里面。
Are we willing to go deep and draw out that water?
我们愿意不愿意进入到我们的深处把这个水拿出来。
To drink of his life.
来吃他的生命。
So oftentimes we get so busy.
有的时候我们感觉到我们非常的忙。
We live in the surface.
我们都在表面上的生活。
So we talk about the soul and the body.
我们讲到, 魂和身体,
so we live in the world of our mind.
我们在依靠我们的思想,
so we get up in the morning.
我们早晨起来,
it's like, oh, what do I have to do today?
我今天应该做什么呢?
Oh, I have to finish this presentation.
我要把这个presentation, okay. 报告,
oh, yes. Or I have to take the kids to school.
或者我要把我们的孩子带到学校。
And then sometimes like, oh, I feel so horrible.
有的时候我感觉到太绝望了。
So we live in our busy world.
在我们的非常的繁忙的生活里面。
But maybe the first thing we should do,
可能我们第一件事情要做的是,
to say very simply, Lord, I thank you for this day.
非常简单的说, 主啊, 我感谢你今天,
may you take me through the day.
让你来引导我, 这个整个的一天的生活。
Maybe we spend just 5 or 10 minutes reading from the Word.
就是花5到10分钟来, 看神的话语。
Collecting that manna.
来收集这样的玛纳,
and then have wonderful fellowship with the Lord.
有跟神有很好的交通,
so Lord, thank you for a new day.
感谢神有一个新的,
thank you that you will go ahead of me in this day.
感谢你在我的前面领路,
very practically.
非常, 实际的,
so to have fellowship with the Lord.
与神有很好的交通,
to draw that water. To ask the Lord, what word do you have for me today?
你今天有给我什么样的话语?
So that's very practical.
这非常非常实际的一个,
so then we slowly start to grow up.
我们的生命就会,
but more than that.
但是更重要的事情,
now, if we read, so we said, now the life of the Lord dwells in us.
我们说, 主的生命在我们里面了,
and we know that we have to be conformed to His image.
我们知道我们要与他的形象相称。
Now we said that the tragedy of the of mankind,
人类的悲惨,
is that the tree was bad.
是我们的树是坏的。
And then because of that, man failed terribly.
因为这个事情人, 失败了。
But we have this new life now.
但是我们现在有个新的生命。
What should this new life exhibit?
这个新的生命应该展现出来是什么呢?
Now the Lord said, in John chapter 15, He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He prunes it so that it may bear more fruit.
约翰福音15章, 我是真葡萄树, 我父是栽培的人, 凡属我不结果子的主, 枝子, 他就剪去, 凡结果子的, 他就修理干净, 使枝子, 结果子更多。
Okay, so we need to bear fruit.
所以我们要结果子。
Now, so there are two lives. 两个生命。
Oh, there are two, 这有两个生命。
There is, we have our old life,
我们有我们的旧的生命,
and we have a new life,
我们有新的生命,
and I think it can't be much clearer than in Galatians chapter 5.
没有比加拉太书第五章再清楚的了,
to describe what is the manifestation of that life.
是这样的生命是怎么样彰显出来的呢?
So, And I think it's very much along the theme for this weekend.
非常跟我们的, 主题非常吻合的。
So, chapter 5, verse 16.
第五章16节。
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行,
for the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please.
因为情欲和圣灵相争, 圣灵和情欲相争, 这两个是彼此相敌, 是你们不能做所愿意做的。
Remember in Genesis chapter, 6, that God called man flesh.
记得我们在创世纪第六章, 神称我们是肉体。
Because man did whatever he pleased to do.
因为人是按己所,
so verse 19.
第19节,
so what happened? Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
情欲的事多是喜而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、尊敬、记恨、恼怒、激荡、纷争、异端、妒忌、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
So we said that because now the body is taking over our soul.
我们讲, 我们的身体已经把这个魂所控制了。
So,
控制住了。
What comes out of the flesh?
从肉体能够出来什么呢?
All these things.
是所有这些讲的事情。
No wonder, man failed.
所以我们知道为什么神, 人会, 会 失败。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢主。
In verse 22,
在二十二节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲都同钉在十字架上。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，if we live by that new life,
我们如果按照我们的新的生命来生活
，the fruit that comes out is love, joy, peace, gentleness, faithfulness, etc., etc.
所出的果子就是温柔、节制、喜乐、和平等等。
So that's why when the Lord called his disciples,
所以为什么神把他的门徒招来的时候
，He said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself."
谁愿意跟随我，就必须
舍己 ，take up his cross and follow me.
背起他自己的十字架来跟随我。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it.
谁愿意要把自己身体谁要救自己的就必失去自己。
But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
谁要失去自己的生命的就会得到生命。
For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul?
如果一个人能够得到世界整个世界，但是他失去了他的生命，有什么意义呢？
So what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
他得到了他用这个换取生命的有什么意义呢？
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
what does it mean to take up the cross and follow the Lord?
背起十字架来跟随主代表什么？
Now we have so many examples of how man lived based on his own based on his own life.
我们有看到这么多的例子，人是靠着自己来生活的。
And what we see the result is the fruit that's described in Galatians.
我们所看见的就是加拉太书所描述的
dissensions and envy and so on and so forth.
就是那些纷争、结党、异端等等。
So that's why the God's plan could not be fulfilled in the Old Testament.
这就是为什么我们的神的计划不能在旧约里面能够实现。
Even though we want to do it,
尽管我们想要做
，we can't do it.
但是我们做不了。
So what does it mean to deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow the Lord?
这是什么叫舍己来？然后背起自己的十字架来跟随主呢？
Because the Bible he says whoever wishes to save his soul will lose it.
谁要救他的魂就会失去他。
So what is the soul?
魂是什么？
The mind, the will, and emotion.
是你的思想，是你的意志，是你的情绪。
That makes up who we are.
这就是我们所表现出来的。
As a matter of fact, that makes us proud of who we are.
这就是使我们感到骄傲的地方。
Because it talks about all your accomplishments.
是讲的是所有你的成就。
Because you have a great mind.
是你有很好的思想。
You went to a good school.
你有去了很好的大学。
You got a good job.
你有很好的职业。
So the mind, the will, and emotion, this makes us who we are.
思想、意志和情绪就是变成是我们
整个人。But what does the Lord say?
但是神是怎么说的呢？
That we have to put a cross.Through it.
但是我们要经过这个十字架。
So what does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
We have to say, not my will, but your will be done.
不是我的旨意，而是你的旨意。
Not my reaction, but how you would react.
不是我怎么样来反应，而是神应该怎么样反应。
Not how I feel, but how you feel.
不是我应该怎么样感受，而是神怎么样感受。
So very practically,
非常实际的一个事情。
To allow that life of His to live out through us.
让他的生命在我们这里面完全的生活出来。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
Now, especially in life between a husband and wife.
特别是丈夫和妻子之间，
you have to make a lot of decisions.
你要做很多的决定。
It's very practical.
非常非常实际的。
So every day,
每一天，
especially with our kids.
特别是跟你的孩子。
My wife and I always have to decide what they should do.
我妻子和我就一直要决定是他们应该做什么。
How often I find myself.
很多的时候我发现我自己。
My son will say, "Can I play video game?"
那个我儿子就会过来说，我能不能打电子游戏
？I would think, well, he worked really hard this week, so yes, go ahead.
我想他已经非常努力了一周，我说可以。
And then my wife would come.
我的妻子就会过来。
She would say, "He's playing too much video game."
他已经打了太多的电子游戏了。
But I will say, but he's worked really hard this week.
但是我会说他已经这个星期已经很努力了。
Yes, but he did not clean his room.
但是他也没有把他的房间整理干净。
You get what I'm trying to get to.
你能够得到我想跟你说的事情。
So then before you know it,
在你这真正想到的时候
they may start to be an argument.
就会出现一个争吵。
This is just one example.
这就是一个很小的例子。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹
every day of our lives,
每天我们的生活
the Lord will bring us to different circumstances.
神会把我们带到不同的情景上。
We have a chance to emphasize ourselves or preserve our soul.
我们会着重是我们的自己然后是来怎么样保护我们的魂
Actually, this world teaches you preserve your soul.
就是保持自己的魂
We have the right to free speech.
我们有自由的说话的权利
We have right to vote.
我们有自由来投票的权利
We talk about equality.
我们讲的是平等
Speak forth your rights.
所以你要讲出你所要讲的事情
If you're not happy,
你如果不高兴
protest.
就抗议
Go to the streets
来到街上
Isn't this the spirit of the world?
这是不是这个世界的精神呢
But what did the Lord show us as an example?
但是神是怎么样告诉我们的一个例子呢
He was equal with God
他跟神是相同的
But he did not consider equality with God as something to be grasped
但是他没有把这个与神相同为强夺
But he humbled himself
他谦卑
Took a form of a bondservant
他变成一个仆人。
And even though in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was not willing to drink that cup.
他在耶稣
Well, he didn't want to drink that cup.
在科西玛尼园里面，他并不想喝这个苦酒。
But he said, "Not my will, but Thy will be done."
但是不是我的意思是你的意思。
A perfect example of how our Lord denied Himself.
是最完美的一个故事。
So brothers and sisters,
神把他自己放下了。
You know.What the end result would be if we allow that soul life to prosper?
你知道这个最后的结果是什么？如果我们让我们的魂这样的成长起来。
The Lord already said, "You do not meet the standard."
神已经说你根本不能够像我设立的那个标准那样。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所有我们的罪人都是亏欠了神的荣耀。
You look at the condition of the world around us.
你看看这个整个世界的情形。
The soul of man.
是人的魂。
In all its actions.
在他所有的行动当中。
Look at the violence.
看一下这所有的凶杀。
Look at the dissension.
所有的那个异端
the factions
还有纷争
so what does it mean to be conformed to the image of his son
是我们要像神儿子的形象是什么意思呢
is to allow that life to grow
就是让他的生命
在
成长
now when the life of Christ comes in us
当耶稣的生命来到我们的里面的时候
Now, we now have the nature of Christ in us
我们有耶稣的本质在里面性情在里面
Love, patience, kindness, goodness
是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐
But did you realize something?
但是你是不是意识到
So sometimes we have patience
有的时候我们会很就是很耐心
But sometimes the patience goes away
有的时候我们就没有耐心了
So it's not always there
不是永远在那里
Sometimes it's there
有的时候在那里
Sometimes it's not there
有的时候就没了
But what is it that the Holy Spirit is doing?
圣灵是怎么样来做工呢
All things work together for good
所有的事情都在一起
As we take up our cross and follow the Lord
相互效力就是当我们
As he increases and we decrease,
他要增加我们会减少
Then he is changing that nature of Christ into the character of Christ.
就变成他的性情，就变成他的品格。
It's the same picture of how a diamond is formed.
就像是宝石是怎么样来形成的。
So you know when you write the reason why you can write with a pencil.
你能够用铅笔写字
Because that lead is actually made of carbon.
因为这个铅是从那个碳来做成的。
So it's very brittle.
所以非常的脆弱。
It's also very dark.
非常的黑。
So as you put pressure on the pencil,
当你用力的时候,
the pieces of carbon break off.
一点点的这个碳就会碎掉了。
And then you can write.
然后你就可以在那边写字。
By nature, what it is.
这就是碳的本性。
But if you take that same carbon,
但是你如果用同样的碳,
and you put it through heat,
经过高温,
and high temperature,
经过高温和热,
and at the bottom of the earth,
在地的中心,
give it a few million years,
就是有几百万年,
and then a diamond will be formed.
这样就是钻石就会出现了。
And then if you cut the diamond,
如果你把这个割开的话,
it becomes forever.
就变成, wow. 就是割取的话, 它这个宝石就是永远存在。
You know the commercial that says a diamond is forever.
就是有一个广告就是说, 钻石是永久的。
Because it used to be very brittle.
因为一开始是非常的脆弱。
But then that same carbon now has become the hardest material on earth.
同样的碳经过这样的过程就变成世界上最坚硬的东西。
Not only that, it's transparent.
不光是这样，而且是透明的。
So if you cut it a certain way,
你如果有某种程度角度去割它的话,
then the light is able to capture the light.
它能够把光吸在里面。
Now it's beautiful.
这就变成非常的美丽。
Now you can spend 2 months' salary to buy a diamond for your proposal.
所以你可以用2个月的工资来买一个钻石, 然后再跟你的女朋友再来proposal.
So, but the thing is, the reason why that diamond is beautiful is because of that light, right?
因为这个钻石是那么美丽，是因为这个有这样的光。
If you shut off the light,
你如果没有光,
as big as the carat is, as big as the diamond is,
不管有多大的宝石,
it's worthless without the light.
一点用处都没有。
So brothers and sisters, this is the same picture.
这是同样的图画。
Left to ourselves, we are brittle and we are dark.
如果让我们自己的话, 我们是那样的易碎, 然后是非常黑暗。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢主,
if we allow the Holy Spirit to do a work in us,
如果我们让圣灵在我们身上做工作,
we are to deny ourselves, take up our cross.
我们舍己, 然后背起十字架,
not fight for our rights.
不是为我们的, 权利而奋战,
not fight for all of our natural accomplishments.
不是我们为我们的, 自己的,
But then allow his life to live.
让他的生命,
what was something that was very brittle?
一开始是非常非常的脆弱易碎的。
Maybe our love is very brittle.
我们的爱人爱可能是。
Our gentleness is very brittle.
我们的温柔可能是非常的易碎。
But somehow through the transformation work of the Holy Spirit.
通过这样的转变，就是有圣灵的改变。
That nature of Christ becomes the character of Christ.
这个基督的性情就变成基督的品质。
So now, a brother or sister, you see them.
现在你弟兄姐妹，你能看见他。
You see a brother and say, "Wow, that brother, he's a patient person."
你能跟说，这个弟兄是非常非常的有耐心的。
Or that sister is a gentle person.
那个姐妹是非常的温柔。
It's not just that gentleness comes and goes.
不是你温柔一会儿有，一会儿没有。
But it's constant.
是永远稳定在那里。
It's formed.
这是形成了。
It's unshakable.
是不能改变的。
It's like that diamond.
就像这个钻石一样。
So that's the work that the Lord is doing.
这就是神所要做的工作。
That's how we grow up.
这就是我们怎么样来成长。
So Peter says, we are, but again, this is not just the work individually.
彼得说这不是我们一个人的工作
but it's also a corporate work
而且是相互的整个一起工作
now what do I mean
我这里指的是什么
now think about when the Lord called the disciples
你想一想那个主把那个门徒招来
it's very interesting
非常有趣的事情
the Lord took many different people and brought them together
神把耶稣把不同的人招在一起
butFirst of all, the Lord called John, James and John.
一开始是雅各和
约翰。Now the Lord called them the sons of thunder.
耶稣叫他们是雷鸣的雷子。
雷子。So they were ones that thundered a lot.
他们是就是会打雷很多。
How do you know?
你怎么知道呢?
In Luke chapter 9, verse 54,
在路加福音第
九章五十四节。
第九章五十四节。
When his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them? But he turned and rebuked them and said, You do not know what kind of spirit you are of.
他的门徒雅各、约翰看见就说主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，烧灭他们，像以利亚所做的吗？
But so they were ones who thundered a lot.
他们两个人是经常打雷。
So you know they were probably very short-tempered.
他们是非常脾气暴躁的。
But isn't it interesting?
但是非常有趣的事情。
So the Bible says, our Lord Jesus, he was in the bosom of the Father, right?
我们的主耶稣是在神的怀里。
But you know, John also recorded there was one more time where that word bosom occurred.
还有另外地方就是怀里这个词出现。
And that was when John recorded that there was a disciple who was in the bosom of the Lord Jesus.
就是使徒在耶稣基督的怀里。
And that was John.
这就是约翰。
Now when John he abided in Christ.
当约翰在居住在耶稣基督里面
when he observed that the Lord Jesus was such a wonderful Lord of love
他看见耶稣基督是这样伟大的爱的时候
and how he was so different
他是怎么样的不同了呢
he was a son of thunder
他一开始是雷鸣的雷子
but John the Baptist says, behold the Lamb of God
然后是他说是看哪是神的羔羊。
The Lord didn't come as a roaring lion.
神来并不是像吼叫的狮子。
But as a gentle lamb that was willing to be slain.
而是温柔的羔羊。
So the Lord transformed John.
所以神把这个约翰整个的改变了。
Now a son of thunder.
本来是个雷子。
Became the apostle of love.
变成是爱的使徒。
So if you read the epistles of John.
你如果是读约翰福音
or the book of John
约翰福音 okay.
So you see how John talks about love
这就是讲约翰是讲怎么样来爱
Beloved, let us love one another
弟兄们来让我们爱相互彼此相爱
What a work of transformation
是这样的怎样的一个改变呢
And for James,
雅各又是怎么样
He commanded fire to consume others.
他就是要用火来摧毁别人。
But actually, he was the one that was first consumed, and he was a martyr.
他是第一个被摧毁的，而是他是被殉道的。
You see a wonderful work of transformation.
你看到这样怎么样有一个怎么样的改变
You look at Peter.
你看彼得
How he was an impulsive man
他是一个就是
冲动的人 And he would always say the wrong thing
他总是一开始说 说错的话
At one point the Lord even rebuked him and said Satan get thee behind me
有一次他还说主就给他说撒旦退去吧
But then after the Lord resurrected
但是当主已经升天的时候
When in the book of Acts
在使徒行传
Peter would speak
彼得会说
3,000 would get saved
3,000 人会
got saved
5,000 人被得救
How the Lord changed Peter
神是怎么样把彼得改变。
But the Lord didn't just do a word work individually.
但是神不是光是给每个人有这样的工作。
If you think about the group of people that the Lord brought together.
你想一下这一群人在一起的。
You know, Matthew was a tax gatherer. Tax collector.
马太是税吏。
So he collected the tax from his own people to give to the Roman government.
他从自己的同胞们那拿就是收取钱银钱来后给罗马抵过。
So he was the one that sold out his own country.
他就是把自己的国家给卖掉了。
But interesting enough, the Lord also called Simon the Zealot.
但是很有趣的是，他主也招了奋锐党的西门。
Actually, Simon the Zealot, these were assassins.
他们是
杀手。And they would go out and kill people like Matthew.
他们会过去把像马太那类人都会杀死。
They hated people that sold out their own country.
他们非常恨恶那些把自己国家给出卖的人。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们,
the Lord called both of them to follow him.
主把他们两个人都找来。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
And then there's a story of how James and John and their mother said, Lord, can you have them sit one on your right, one on your left when your kingdom comes?
就是约翰和
雅各
两个人和他的母亲说，他们两个人能不能是一个坐在你的左边，一个坐在你的右边。
And of course, the other disciples were indignant or angry.
所以其他的门徒应该是非常的愤怒。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
The Lord called this group together.
主把这一群人招在一起。
And then Peter said this.
彼得就说。
You are being built into a spiritual house.
你会被建成神的灵宫。
The Lord brought us together.
神把我们招在一起。
We're living stones.
我们是活石。
The Lord individually is transforming each one of us.
神把我们每个人都改变。
But then, once we are transformed,
但是当我们改变了以后，
the Lord then needs to fit us together.
然后主要把我们每个人放在一起。
In order to fit together,
我们能够在一起。
He has to chip away at us.
他就要把我们修剪。
So ultimately, brothers and sisters,
最终弟兄姐妹们，
in the city of New Jerusalem,
在新耶路撒冷，
remember that there were 12 foundation stones?
记得还有十二个基石吗？
There were the 12 apostles.
有12个使徒。
And then the city, it had walls.
然后这个城是有城墙吗？
All transparent.
所有的都是透明的。
Brothers and sisters, this speaks of the finished work of the Lord.
这告诉我们是最后结局是怎么样。
Each of us are being transformed from a brittle carbon.
我们每个人都是从那样易碎的碳那儿。
Into a beautiful diamond.
变成最后的钻石。
So in the end,
在最后，
that whole city,
整个的这个城
it's transparent.
就是透明的。
So that, and it's like a huge vessel.
就像一个大的器皿。
A huge lampstand.
就是一个灯台。
And bearing the light.
就是发光。
Of that life within.
这个光是从里面出来。
So brothers, this is the work that the Lord is doing.
这就是我们的主所要做的工作。
So he is doing a work of transformation.
他就是做怎么样改变我们的工作。
So then in the end,
到最后，
God can say,
神可以说，
I am pleased.
我是喜悦的。
And then you see this wonderful picture of God and man united.
你看见就是很美妙的图画，就是神和人是联合的。
You see this wonderful vessel.
你看见这样一个器皿。
Bearing the light.
有发光。
There's no need for any sunlight or moonlight.
不需要有太阳或者是月亮的光。
Because God is the light.
因为神就是光。
There's a wonderful union between God and man.
这有一个美妙的联合，就是神与人的联合。
And then you saw the wonderful picture of heaven.
你就看见一个美妙的天堂的。
There is a union between heaven and earth.
就是有一个地和天的联合。
But brothers, so this is the work that the Lord is doing.
这就是神要做的工作。
And the Lord said, "It is done."
主说成了。
So it will be done.
这就一定会成就。
Do we want to be a part of it?
我们愿不愿意成为其中的一部分呢？
We know that the result that happens if we don't do it.
我们知道，如果我们不做，我们知道这我们有什么样的结果。
The whole Old Testament is an example of the failure of man.
整个的旧约就是我们记录我们人类怎么样啊是失败的。
But thank the Lord, we have a new life in us.
但是感谢主，我们有新的生命。
Let us allow Him to do a work.
让我们让他来在我们身上做工。让我们来改变。
May we be willing to take up our cross and follow Him.
让我们能够愿意背起十字架来跟随。
May we bow with the word of prayer.
让我们低下头，我们来祷告。
Lord, we commit these words back into your hands.
我们把这些话都交在你的手中。
Lord, the word of man is so limited.
我们自己的话语是那么样的有限。
So we pray that the Holy Spirit may continue to speak to each one of us.
愿圣灵继续的跟我们每个人说话。
Lord, we know your coming is soon.
我们知道你会很快就会回来。
In the time that we have left on this earth, Lord, may we learn to cooperate with you.
在我们在世上的时候，让我们多能够与你合作。
May you allow you to change us.
让你来改变我们。
We thank you for this weekend.
我们感谢你把我们这个整个的周末。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们用耶稣基督的名祷告，我们祈求。Amen.